Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. I'm sure that every one of us have been looking forward to a brand new year, and here we are. Praise the Lord for that. Now, what are we going to do with a brand new year? Well, first, let's close the door on 2020. Recently, I read a quote that says this: "It's no use looking in the rearview mirror. You're not going that way anyway." The truth is, if you keep looking behind you, you'll trip over what's in front of you. We definitely don't want to do that. So this morning, I want to go over to Psalms chapter 34, and we know that to be a bit of a praise psalm. But something to keep in mind as we go through this: David was living in a cave at this time. And I'll bring you the story up to that point here in just a moment. He was living in a cave and he was training his new army. A group of men who had come to him who were destitute and struggling and outcast. And these people who were hurting. And David was trying to invest in them to make them the absolute best for the Lord that they could be. And that's what we will find in Psalms 34. So let's dig in, but first let's pray. Father, I thank you for a brand new year, a brand new day. Thank you for your blessings. And Lord, I pray you'll use us for your glory and point our eyes forward as we keep our eyes on you in this brand new year. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go to Psalms 34. David wrote, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Right now, we're going to sing a song similar to that, and at the end, we're going to listen to a song of exuberant praise. I hope you're looking forward to that. We all know this psalm to be a psalm of praise and worship of the Lord. And I know some people may be saying, "Listen, I just don't really feel like praising God right now. Last year's kind of washed me out." Well, I know it was a tough year, but we got to move on. Don't trip over the opportunities that's in front of you. You see, David also went through some tough times right before he wrote this song. And recently we talked about his life. If you recall, David was God's golden boy. And it seems like everything that he touched turned to gold. He was elevated to a place where he was playing music for the king. He became the hero of Israel. He was the best warrior. He defeated Goliath, and everything was going his way. He was the hero. Until one day, Saul raised his spear while David was playing and tried to pin him to the wall. Well, David ran. And then Jonathan meets up with David out in the bush and tells him he needs to keep running. And David went from living easy to refugee, just to stay out of King Saul's way. Many times Saul got close to David, and David escapes. Then one day, David is hiding in a cave. You remember, it's at this time that David's men started coming to him, but he was hiding in a cave, and it got so bad that he eventually started living with the Philistines. That's probably not a real good idea, seeing it was Goliath was a Philistine that he killed. But he was living with the Philistines, and the king heard that he was there. And David had a really unusual way of dealing with that. He started acting like he had lost his mind. He became a crazy man. The Bible simply says he changed his behavior, and I can only imagine. But the king of the Philistines finally just let him go. And then he went on to write I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, you know, David knew that God was going to deliver him, and he wanted to teach his men, listen, let's praise the Lord. God's going to look after us. David goes on, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. You know, I am so looking forward until we can all get to the point where we can exuberantly magnify the Lord together. And he's teaching his men, when you praise God for his safekeeping, God will come through. So David is an exuberant praiser. I think it's time that we should get to that, don't you? Well, you might say I don't act that way. Well, if your team is winning in a footy match, what happens then? Well, listen, God helped us through last year. I think we need to have a victory party, don't you? And just worship and praise God for his deliverance. Now let's go back to Psalms 34, and let's look at verses number 4 and 5. David wrote, I sought for the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from my fears. Well, think about who he's talking to. He's trying to mold a group of ragtag men into a mighty army. And he's telling them, listen, when I sought for the Lord, he delivered me from my fears. When you are afraid, you can do the very same thing. You can go to God and he will set you free. And there's another reason that David praised the Lord. Look at verse number 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Many times in our lives, we cry out to the Lord, and we are broken, and God hears us. Maybe even recently we've done that. Can you imagine what this meant to a man who was broken? Maybe he was kicked out, or maybe he was defeated, or maybe he was in debt over his head. And he didn't know what to do. He calls out to the Lord, and the Lord hears him. And David goes on to say, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his trouble. Folks, that's our God. Let me say it again. That's our God. And when we call out to him, he will hear. He will respond. He will deliver. When I am broken, God will hear. God will save me. Do we believe that? Unfortunately, a lot of times when we feel broken or down, a lot of us like to wallow in it. Well, listen, when we're broken or hurting, we need to call out to God. Who will deliver us? Don't stay in that broken, torn apart condition. Call out to God and he'll answer. And then David gives us another reason why his praise is so exuberant and loud. Verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord is there. He helps, he delivers. Did you catch that? God's angel surrounds a certain type of people. Well, who is that people? And those people are those who fear God. Don't miss that. God sends his angels to surround those people who fear God. Listen, folks, I honestly believe that many today have lost that genuine fear of the Lord. We look at God as maybe a spare tire, someone to call out when we need him. Or maybe he's just the friendly guy next door. Or maybe he's the big man upstairs who just showers us with gifts, kind of like Santa Claus does. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible created us. He made us. And he will judge every human who ever lived. He has creator rights over our lives, and we should fear him. And for those who fear him, God will place his angels around us to protect us and look after us. But David's not finished with those who will fear the Lord. And remember again, he's instilling these thoughts into his army. Listen as he continues in verse number 9. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him will have no lack. Did he just say have no lack? That's what he said. And for those who honestly fear God and place their care and protection and provision in God's hands, God will provide for them. We can see that in the New Testament. God will look after them. So, what does it look like to be somebody who fears God? Well, let's go on and read verse number 11 through 14. David writes, "Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good?" Listen, here he goes. "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." In other words, watch your mouth. Hold your tongue. Don't tell lies or even twist the truth as many today and call it a joke. In verse number 14, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Unfortunately today, a lot of people see evil and it looks attractive and they run to evil. We accept far too many things that we know are not honoring to God, and we enjoy them. David says, turn from that evil, then seek and pursue peace. Again, something that is not seen very much in our day. Now, let's look at some of David's concluding arguments, and this time they come with a warning. Verses number 15 through 16. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and he hears in his ears towards their cry. Again, his eyes are watching those who do right. He hears those who cry out to him. But verse 16, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. So there is a warning for those who do evil. God will turn his back on them. David wanted his men to know that. And he wants us to know that. That living an evil, unrighteous life will cause God to turn his back of blessing against us. Be careful with that. It's strong words from David, but it was written by a man who knew how to have God's blessings. And he knew what to do to avoid it. Now let me ask you, are you living in the overflow of a vibrant Christian life? If not, then you need to discover why. That overwhelming Christian life, listen, I believe that overwhelming Christian life is available for you and for me because Jesus provided that when he died for us. As we conclude our thoughts on Psalms 34, one thing that really stands out to me more than anything in this psalm is that God's blessing and protection and guidance are available to those who honestly fear the Lord. And this is the one thing that David wanted to get across to his men. To honestly fear God, and God would look after them and provide for them and protect them. And this kind of person who honestly fears God and trusts him completely have every reason to shout and praise and glorify God. But keep in mind, those who honestly fear God for who he is will live pleasing lives before God. Now let me ask you, how about you? As I ask myself, how about me? As we move ahead into the brand new year, let's live lives that please God and let's honestly fear him for who he is, the creator of all things. Now we're going to listen to a song by a group of people who know how to praise and worship and honor God. Most of these people, their lives have been changed, and it's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Enjoy. Let's pray first. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Psalms 34. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for this very direct comments from David as he tries to instill into his men those principles that would make them a godly army. Father, help us to apply the same principles in our own lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.